on ABC One.
I want you to think about recycling for a moment. You know the benefits. You know you should be doing it. But when it comes to the crunch, is it just too fiddly for you? Maybe you just haven't had the message about recycling in the right way yet. An international expert in thematic communication is in Townsville this week to give a two-day workshop about getting your message across and inspiring change. Dr. Sam Hamm is with the University of Idaho and he's worked extensively in Australia in this area. Professor, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure. Nice to have you.
And I've just realised that you've been working quite extensively with the Townsville Council for 3 years now.
Yeah, for about 3 years now. People from a local area don't ordinarily think of themselves as being anything special. And so when somebody from the outside comes in and says, well, you know, there are a lot of people around the world that are paying attention to what you're doing here. I can really say that in the case of Townsville. I work literally all over the world, about 50 countries. And everywhere I go, I tell people about what the Townsville City Council is doing with this integrated sustainability program. You're blazing new paths here. There are a few precedents where communities have actually tried to sort of make progress on the road to sustainability, partly because people don't know what sustainability really looks like, and we know that aside from the infrastructure and development and the design, which is all very important, that at the end of the day, sustainability probably consists in the choices that everyday people make every day in their lives. Recycling is one example of that, but of course there are dozens of other things that we do, with scarcely realizing that we can be making a choice that is more or less sustainable every time we engage in a behavior. So that's what I do.
And can you explain it? So that's what thematic communication is. How do you get through to people? What's the aim?
Well, I'll tell you, the aim is to make them think. A lot of communication goes on every day that's just sort of, as we say, in one ear or eye and out the other. And thematic communication is simply an approach to communication that's based on a lot of what we know from psychology about how communication actually influences human beings in terms of how they think, how they feel, and given the opportunity to behave, how they choose to behave. And it's called thematic because it's all based on a concept of a theme, which is a strongly relevant message. And relevant means that it actually matters to the audience. And a lot of communication that we receive doesn't matter so much to it. So in thematic communication, at a simplest level, we're trying to communicate messages, or as I like to call them, morals of the story, that are so strongly relevant to people they provoke them to think.
Sam, can you give us an idea of where it's working very well?
Sure. A lot of my work has been done in places where people go to play. In the tourism industry, in national parks, protected areas, zoos, museums, botanical gardens, etc. And some of the recent research, in fact, a lot of it has been done right here in Australia, has focused on getting visitors to national parks to choose to behave in ways that are consistent with the protection goals of the management agency. For example, in Mount Field National Park in Tasmania, we've got visitors picking up other people's rubbish that they encounter on the trail. Not just not disposing of their own, but actually picking up rubbish they encounter. In another national park, we effectively eliminated bird feeding, wild bird feeding, by first-time visitors. That was a national park in Victoria. And I've been doing work in the Galapagos Islands in Ecuador, where the behavior was donating money to local conservation for tourists who are taking small eco sort of based cruises in the Galapagos Islands, are asked to participate monetarily in taking care of that place. And we increase those donations by 277% with a program based on this approach. So it's more than just a theory that we talk about. It actually has proven to have some substance and effect on the ground.
So what are the things you're working on in Townsville?
Well, you know, the Townsville City Council and its integrated sustainability program, along with some partners, the Solar Cities program, Ergon Energy has been a big player in this, focusing on the kinds of choices that people make every day that have to do with water and energy consumption in their households. And so they're looking at not only behaviors such as recycling, which turns out to be a thorny one because not even all environmentalists don't recycle at home. And as you said, it's a more complicated you know, question than it might seem on the surface of things, because many things can intervene in such a behavior. But trying to get people to replace old energy inefficient refrigerators with new modern, more energy efficient ones, subscribing to green power, turning the water off when they're brushing or when they're cleaning their teeth instead of letting it run. Your teeth aren't any cleaner if the water runs at the end. And a number of other behaviors like that are of interest. And of course, collectively, over thousands and thousands of people, all more of them choosing to do the more sustainable thing every day, these can make a big difference.
Sam, how is the message different in thematic communication, as in just telling people what they should really already know?
The message isn't different. What's different is the outcome you're hoping to achieve. We know, and I often say this in poor English just for effect, where the research simply does not show that if people only knew what we knew, then they would behave as we behave. This just doesn't work this way. We're not trying to teach nothing to nobody, right? We're just trying to provoke them to have their own thoughts. And what the research shows is that if you can get somebody to think in positive ways about something that hadn't occurred to them, then the likelihood that they will form a positive attitude or impression about behaving that way, and then in turn the likelihood that given the next opportunity they'll actually choose to behave that way, is significantly enhanced. And so what we're trying to do is not teach the facts. What we're trying to do is to provoke people to think their own thoughts in a way that is positive and conducive to bringing about the behavior, because we know that the only caring that any of us is even capable of doing will be coming from the thoughts we ourselves have between our own two ears.
And Sam, is there a more effective way to do that? For instance, a striking billboard, does that get through to people more and make people think, or is it a message they hear, or what's most effective?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. It turns out that the medium of communication has little to do with it.
Oh, really?
The medium is more of a pragmatic choice. You can reach certain people in certain places in time and space with certain media. And so we would want to make, if we were trying to reach a very broad audience of Townsvillians, for example, we'd want to use a very broad-based sort of media plan, wouldn't we? We'd be communicating through ABC Radio, of course, and we would be communicating through the newspaper. We'd be communicating through special community events, such as last week's or yesterday's Eco Fiesta in Queens Gardens. But it is the kind of message, it's the qualities or the characteristics of the message that really determine at the end of the day whether it has a chance to be successful. And there are two stars that must align in order for a message to be effective. The first is that the audience must feel capable of processing it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially environmentalists, we use all kinds of crazy technical jargon language that communicate. I was having a conversation this morning with a close colleague about probiotics, and I thought, well, there's a word that's wasted on most people. You know what is that? So people must, you know, we must use common language, and we must appeal to people's sense of everyday ordinary life, rather than some fancy new academic sort of thing. The second star that has to be in line is really critical, and this is where we also fail a lot in this business, and that is relevance. Aside from feeling capable of processing the message, the audience must feel motivated to process it. And that's where I call it vitamin R. A lot of the times we environmentalists are telling people what they should know, and we know what we all know, of course, but it doesn't yet matter to them the way that it matters to us. And if it did matter to them that much, we wouldn't need to be communicating with them at all. They would already be doing it now, wouldn't they? And so we need to do a better job of making the kinds of behaviors and the kinds of things that we want people to do to make society more sustainable in ways and connecting to aspects of people's lives that actually matter to them, not just to us.
Sam, you're holding workshops in North Queensland this week. Who are you aiming at? Who would you like to get there?
Well, that's a question actually the city of Townsville is much better able to answer. But I can tell you from past experience who will be there. It'll be a very broad range of society. There'll be many business owners. There will be government people. There will be people from the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. There will be people from Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service coming up from Brisbane and elsewhere. There will be people from the museums and people from the aquarium, and there'll be some journalists, and there'll be some restaurant owners, and a broad range of society. But what they do, and this is part of what, when I say Townsville is special, is that the Integrated Sustainability Division or Office of the City of Townsville has brought these people together into this network or cluster, they call it, that has them all talking the same language, singing off the same sheet of music, and they realize that the key thing they all have in common, despite the differences in what they do, is communication. And so that's the target audience that I think we can expect.
Well, we're looking for great things from our local communicators then. Sam, thank you so much for coming in.
It's such a pleasure. Thanks, Paula.